We're nearly ready. Set the f***ing studio up. Let's get on with it.
Set up? I've been waiting here for hours.
Yeah. Oh, I was busy. I had to go out. I've come back now. I've got to go out again, so can we just, you know, get on with it? You've got everything organised, have you? I just planted a tree to shut all the f***ing climate protesters up.
Oh, I had a bonfire.
Is that good? I don't think that's good for the environment, but still.
Well, you've got to have a bonfire and you get rid of all the dead trees.
Well, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. I'm getting a bit pissed off with this whole climate emergency. We've only got 11 months or 11 years or whoever you decide and all. Very well-meaningful and very excitable people of all ages, it has to be said. And all, funnily enough, all dressed the same way. I mean, I noticed a Sky News report which said, funny, we've got all kinds of people here. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, some in school uniform. And I was looking at the pictures thinking, they all look very similar, whatever age they are. They're all in the sort of, you know, the sort of hippie clothes and the backpacks and all that sort of stuff. Never mind, we'll talk about it when we do the show.
I just think it's a bit of a jolly for a lot of the kids, being told what to do by the teachers.
Do you think a lot of teachers told them to go on the march?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I must have been about 7, and I was told that we had to go and stand on the side of a busy main road to campaign for a sign that said elderly people might be crossing this main road because they wanted a sign there. Now, if I'm being honest, at 7 years old, I really couldn't give a shit whether old people needed a sign or not. But, you know, there was a free ice cream in it, and we all stood at the side of the road. And it was obviously somebody in the school was wanting the sign. So
yeah,
that's essentially what's happening here. I mean, and I'm also seeing pictures, I'll have to beat myself out if we put this out, of, like, kids holding up F*** Boris signs. What's that got to do with climate change?
Well, this is why I can't. Anyway, we'll talk about this in the programme.
Yeah.
I just had to change my car.
Oh, yeah, you got dirty, apparently.
Yeah, so I changed it. I don't want anyone to know. It's sort of hybrid-ish.
Hybrid or hybrid?
No, whatever.
So it's a posh car then?
No, not really. It's just got a bit of an electric motor in it that drives bits of it.
So you've gone green then?
No, I haven't. No, it's black. Okay, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast on this glorious... Well, I don't know what it's like when you're listening to this, but it's a glorious, sunny, warm day. I don't know why everybody moans about climate change. It certainly has given us some nice days. Not as many nice days, by the way, as I would have liked. We've had better summers in the past. And I suppose we should start off talking about the climate emergency, which everybody is talking about and everybody's getting very excited about. First of all, before you you start pointing fingers at me and calling me a climate change denier, which I find a rather belittling term considering that kind of sentence was used against people who are Holocaust deniers, which was a huge human tragedy, and people who deny that deserve every criticism they get. I'm not a climate change denier. In fact, very far from it. I've often, I was a global warming denier because that was the wrong description. In fact, actually, if you look at the science and the evidence, the planet is going through a cycle, but it's not warming. But that, you know, scientists can argue that all they like. The definite fact is that the climate always changes. And it is changing. And we should be doing something about it. But the issue that I have is the hundreds of thousands and probably millions of people taken in by this this idea that if they all go out and stop eating meat and drive electric cars, we will save the planet. Well, the planet will save itself if it wants to, and if mankind actually begins to annoy the planet too much, the planet will bring forth retribution. That's what the planet does. But, you know, the climate has always changed. And I'm not even saying that mankind has not contributed to the change of the climate. I'm sure we must have done. There are so many fucking human beings on this planet. It's bizarre. We have found ways of making us live longer and healthier. So lots of us are not dying until you know, we get to the stage where we can hardly put one foot in front of another. Which is fine, I suppose, if you want to live like that. Personally, I'd like to get to a stage where I could stick a needle in my arm and go when I feel that whatever is happening to me, I've had enough of. But no, we can't do that. It's not permitted. And we still breed as fast as we ever bred in certain parts of the, you know, the planet is stuffed full of human beings. And the one thing that will probably help us is if we sort of said to every nation, maybe we should be controlling the amount. But as soon as you do that, the word eugenics is mentioned, and then everybody starts calling you fascist and whatever. But, you know, sensible. When people's lives get better and they don't have a need to have as many children, and we should really be trying to make that happen across the world so that people's lives get better. And there's no reason why on a planet like this, people are going hungry. So, yeah, we do have to sort out the system. But the problem I have is this. With all the people shouting, and as you said to me, I think it was earlier, Rob, you know, there's kids going round with placards recently saying, "Fuck Boris." It's got nothing to do with Boris, you know. Perhaps the teachers who allowed you to write signs like that or encourage you to think like that need to be told to fuck off, because that doesn't help the situation at all. You know, let's separate out as well. I'm now a huge fan of recycling. The rubbish problem on this planet and the rubbish in this country is disgusting. And that is something we can all do something about. You know, 20 years ago, you used to walk down the street and you know, a couple of times a year, maybe more, you'd tread in dog shit. Remember? Wiping it off on the grass verge or trying to get a stick to take it off your shoe. There was dog shit everywhere. And there were dogs running around everywhere. We cleaned that act up. Now it is very unlikely. And who amongst us would take a dog out for a walk, not carry a poo bag with them and pick it up? Most of us do it now. If you don't, you're a fucking twat. Quite cross about people who don't pick up after their dogs. It makes other people hate dogs. And it's not the dogs you should hate. It's the wanky human beings you should hate. Sorry, I'm in a bad mood today. I'm in a bad mood because people just are stupid. You know, we've got people running around going on I'm losing my... People keep emailing me as we do this. I'm fed up with the way a lot of kids have been brainwashed into going on, we want to die of old age, we don't want to die of climate change. Now, I don't know, I hope nobody dies of climate change, but there are so many lies being told at the moment. Here's one interesting thing. We're being told if we don't stop, you know, driving our cars and we don't stop producing beef and everything else, we're all going to be going down the road faster than we thought. And it might be right, actually. If we carry on the way we're doing it might be right. But the way people have decided to try and encourage the politicians to do it, and by the way, the politicians don't stand up to them. The politicians cave in and they demand to say there's a climate emergency. Well, there's always been a climate emergency because, you know, what we did to the planet during the Industrial Revolution was pretty horrible, but that helped mankind develop. And now we have better technology. I can't tell you the amount of trouble in Yorkshire during the miners' strike. And I was on the radio in Leeds during the miners' strike, having verbal intercourse on a regular basis with Arthur Scargill. Now, if you talk about opening up new coal mines, digging out coal and burning fossil fuel now, people are going to look at you in a really weird way. But we realised that the future was not with that sort of fossil fuel. Unfortunately, we have got people who think fracking is a good idea. I actually don't think it's a good idea. But I think we have to make ourselves more self-sufficient, and I'm sure we can do it with renewable energy. But, you know, the way people are now saying, we've got to do it tomorrow, we've got to do it now, it'll take a little longer. And even if we do it, here's another thing that nobody has answered the question. Scientists on both sides of this argument, oh, yes, by the way, there are scientists who say that the ones going on about how detrimental climate change is going to be disagree, and also disagree with what is causing it. There are quite a large body of opinion that say we haven't taken into consideration the sun's activity, which has an enormous effect on the climate of this planet. But, you know, okay, so mankind is affecting the climate, and a lot of people say, well, it's warming up, it's going to get very hot. Of course, if it warms up too much, gets very hot, then it melts a lot of ice. Then that reflects the heat back, and then it gets very cold. It's all sorts of intricate science. Everybody quotes science, but scientists never agree with each other. It's the scientists who have the majority at the moment get most of the grants to carry out the research. But, you know, supposing we suddenly do change everything, if it's affecting it this way, it'll affect it that way as well. So it will affect the planet. And a consensus of opinion from scientists anyway is that the natural state of this planet is ice and snow, and that we are in what they call an interglacial period between ice ages, and eventually the ice age will come back. And this time, when it comes back, I hope mankind is advanced enough to deal with it. There were never, during the time of the dinosaurs, I don't think there were any poles, not ice caps anyway at the poles, obviously poles, but no ice caps. And then the sea level rose, the sea level dropped, and I imagine that the sea level will probably rise again. It's just, you know what gets on my nerves is these very enthusiastic people saying, we're going to, and screaming abuse, and without actually being prepared to discuss it. You know, one green politician I was talking to the other day, I wanted to ask some questions, and I was, I'm not going to be shut down by anybody. The person disappeared off the program because if you're going to talk to me like that, go and talk to somebody else. The question I said, can we just look at, you know, what the eventuality of this might, or how might it change if we do? I'm sorry, James, the science is now proved. We don't need to talk about the science anymore. I'm not prepared to discuss the science. I want you to talk, stop about that. Let us just talk about what we do and how we improve things. Huh? And that is not the way you debate or discuss. And interesting fact as well is that loads of climate protesters now, because I will always ask questions, and probably fairly difficult questions for some of them, because once you ask, you know, can you explain how that's going to happen or how that's going to happen, they usually say, the science is proven. The science is proven. Science is never proven. Science changes its mind and direction continually. Continually. But anyway, a lot of them won't talk to me now. Won't talk to most people who ask them questions about it. But there we are. Hey-ho. Listen, let me tell you. The climate is going to change. It will always change. And some parts of the planet will benefit and some won't. And it's always been that way. And we cannot keep the planet as we would like forever, because it will change and it will metamorphosize into, you know, we're living in a really nice temperate climate at the moment, but that will change. You know, the deserts of this planet many years ago were green fields. It may well be that we turn into deserts, and maybe the deserts will become habitable again. I don't know, but people are investigating all of these things. It will change, and we need to be prepared to adapt. The thing about human beings is that we don't like change, do we? We want everything to stay the same as it has been when we've experienced it. Our forefathers experienced completely different sorts of climate. I mean, you go back far enough, we were never an island. We were attached to the rest of Europe. The planet changes continually. I mean, we've been very lucky over the past sort of 40 years that I can remember. We've had no really terrific volcano activity. I mean, I can remember when I was very young, was it Krakatoa? Or I can't remember one. Oh gosh, where was it? I think that was a movie. There was one volcano that erupted, and we had to evacuate everybody from the island the volcano was on. I remember in the distance of time. And then what happens after that? Then new land appears from the sea, but obviously not really very habitable for hundreds, maybe thousands of years in the future. You know, let's stop all this shouting and yelling and trying to make people agree with you because you are so convinced you are right. If the world stopped driving cars tomorrow, there were no planes flying, no ships on the ocean, would you find it different? Would it be different? Would the climate react differently? It might well react differently, but would it be better? Would we all think it was better? Or would things happen that we weren't too happy about? I don't know. But, you know, human beings are natural and we progress in a natural way. We probably will progress towards our own extinction. But I don't think it's going to be in the next 11 years, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, even 1,000 years. I don't think so. Oh, by the way, just in case you want something else to worry about, we have been warned and we are continually warned by scientists looking out into the vista beyond that we are approaching a fairly dangerous time towards the asteroid belt and that we may get a few asteroid strikes in the future. In fact, some scientists will tell you we are long overdue. How they work that out, I'm not sure. But here endeth the lesson. And if you want to discuss, please get in touch. You know the address, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Right. Anything to add?
Well, I was just going to say, a couple of days ago, it was all big news that the hole in the ozone layer is the smallest it's ever been in decades.
Did you see that news was kind of not bandied? When the ozone layer was rotting away, as it were, it was on the news all the time.
It was around in the Thatcher era, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now that it's mended, slightly, nobody's talking about it. No. One scientist I spoke to, I said, well, this is the wall cleaning up. He said, well, not necessarily, James, no. It may just be that it's a cycle we're seeing.
They'll come up with anything, won't they, just to make us all vegans.
Well, yeah, but that's today's fad, isn't it? What will the next one be?
I'm recycling. I didn't used to recycle.
No, I didn't. And I am recycling now. I do quite a lot of recycling.
It's a lot easier now. They're giving you the right tubs and things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I bought this car and I'm just looking at the handbook. And it doesn't have any dials as such.
What, no knobs at all?
Well, yeah, but you turn it on, it's like a computer. So it's just like computer screens in the car. Right. And this is how it's going to go, apparently.
Does it drive itself?
I hope not. Because why would you get one?
Does it park itself?
It has a facility to park itself, but that worries me, so I don't bother with that.
Okay, and it's black, you say?
The car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've nicknamed it the Beast.
The Beast?
The Beast, yeah.
Can it get over curbs?
Yeah, I think it would be able to get over curbs, yeah.
Okay, so it's better than the proper Beast, then?
Why, can't that get over curbs?
No, there's always famous scenes where the Beast gets stuck when it's trying to get over a curb or something.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so heavy. Uh-huh. As soon as the first wheels get over, it just sort of grounds itself.
Oh. Well, I don't tend to drive on pavement, so...
Do you have bulletproof glass?
No. Well, I should say yes, shouldn't I?
Are they arrow-proof?
Oh, no.
Does it have a horn?
Yeah, I haven't used it yet, but I think it must have a horn.
You're just sticking to the traditional wind the window down and hurl abuse.
Yeah, I like that. That's the best way. It gets all the aggravation out of your system. You know, we haven't talked about Brexit. We've been on for nearly 25 minutes, haven't mentioned the word Brexit.
Oh, I think that's been solved now. I was on the news earlier, and that guy in Brussels was saying that a deal's on its way.
Yeah. Well, they will do a deal. I mean, there's no doubt. But I have to say... we talked last week, didn't we, about the pillock of Prime Minister of Luxembourg?
Oh, him, yeah, we did.
Yeah, and the Finnish one, who also was mouthing off. I was a Remainer, and I have now become a rabid Brexiteer. Watching the debate in the European Parliament, because I am that sad, and we're debating Brexit, and there were no MEPs in the chamber. There were a handful, but the whole of the Brexit Party, who are far, far cleverer, more intelligent than the UKIP ones. I mean, that started off, it's kind of, they seem to be taking it very seriously and have very eloquent young men and women as members of the European Parliament who were making very, very good and very valid points and were just being patronised by the spokeswoman. And it made me realise that I should have been thinking like this a long time ago. If the European Union want to behave in this way, almost dictatorial, it has to be said. And this is what happens. You get too much power. This is the problem, that our MPs have lost their power and their authority. But when you get too much, then the people will turn against you. Now, I think we've turned against our politicians in this country because they don't measure up to the job in hand. You know, the Labour Party couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery. The Conservatives have sat back on their laurels too long. They've got some new young MPs, that's good. Labour are just not sure what direction they're going in. And the Liberal Democrats is very entertaining because they are so enthusiastic now. But, I mean, they're never going to become the party of power, are they?
I hope not.
I mean, they've already said they're not democratic and that if they ever win and that Joe Swinson becomes the Prime Minister, they will start proceedings to get us back into the European Union after people voted to leave. You know, the politicians have done themselves no favours. Jeremy Corbyn is a complete idiot. He had the chance to have a general election. I'm not taking a general election just when you say I can. I mean, how childish is that? I feel Boris hasn't really stepped up to the mark, I have to be honest a little bit. I thought when he started, he was full of positivity and everything else. And I think he's realised it's going to be very, very difficult to bring the country back together. I mean, we almost need a Margaret Thatcher figure. I think, in a way, we almost need Nigel Farage.
I don't know. I think Boris will be back to his normal self once the court case is over with.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. And what a waste of time that is. I put some tweets out the other day. I mean, the court case is, what are they going to do? They're wasting all this time. I've never seen, barristers are particularly dull, aren't they? It's not like Rumple of the Bailey. I quite enjoyed that. But listening to them on this, they're so dull and slow.
I'd have loved them to say, right, the court is now adjourned while we make our decision till November the 4th.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And, you know, what decision are they going to come up with in this short time? And suppose they come up with a decision. Oh, no, well, you know, Boris shouldn't have prorogued Parliament. Oh, dear. That means we've had 5 days more. They go on about 5 weeks and they were never, never going to stop their conferences. These guys love to go away on conference, you know, with the theme ringing in their ears. What happens at conference stays at conference, if you know what I mean.
You mean they're all shagging about?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, that's detrimental, but, you know. Weekend away without the other halves?
Yeah. Is it all down in Brighton, is it?
No, it's all over the place, isn't it? I think Labour are in Brighton, Tories in Manchester, Lib Dems were in Bournemouth.
Oh, I could have gone to the Manchester one.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't happened yet, so you can.
Oh, okay.
It's Labour in Brighton this coming week, and then I think it's the Conservatives in Manchester the week after, and then I think it's the Greens. But, you know, going back to the point, so what are we going to do? What are they going to do? Demand Parliament reopens. Okay, fine, reopen Parliament. Jolly good job too, in my opinion. I don't actually know why Parliament closes down while they all go and have these conferences. Seems ridiculous to me.
And what would happen if all the Conservatives went on strike?
I don't know. What would happen if all the Labour Party went on strike?
Well, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm not sure that it'd be a good thing for any of them to go on strike. I mean, they don't seem to work that much as it is. They've just had the summer off. And, yeah, OK, they meet their constituents. They do work in the constituency and they open a few fates and read a few letters and make a few phone calls and have a few surgeries. Yeah, sure. But basically, they're at home and they're doing whatever they're doing. I think the answer to some of our problems is to cut the number of MPs we have by half. We have more legislators than they have in America.
I'm just trying to think. No, you can't cut half. That'd be basically two larger areas for your MPs.
No, it wouldn't. Well, you don't need more than one member of parliament for one county, surely.
I don't think you do have more than one.
You do. How many counties are there? There are 650 members of parliament sitting in Westminster. In fact, so many they don't even have enough seats for them all.
How many counties in the UK?
Why don't you just ask what's-her-face?
She's off today. There are 48 in England.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm right. I mean, for goodness sake, I'm James Whale. Of course I'm right.
Okay. Well, then that's fine, then. We'll have 48 in England and 5 in Wales and 3 or 4 in Scotland.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Let's cut it down to 300, 350 maybe.
Oh, and don't forget Northern Ireland. How many counties in Northern Ireland?
I don't know. Not many, anyway.
How many counties in...
But Ireland will be uniting in the next 5 years, apparently.
Six counties in Northern Ireland. This is a factual show, this.
Yeah. So there we are. So this whole fiasco about politicians, about Brexit and everything else is beginning to get on my nerves. Just leave. It's funny, it's the climate protesters and the Remainers seem to be very similar sorts of people. They're those sort of socially minded, they think they're well-educated, academically educated people who look down their noses at anybody who has a different point of view.
I don't know of any schools around here that have gone to protest.
Well, no, you live on a little island. Why would there be?
That's true. The boat fare is too expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But you're supposed to be demonstrating in your own area.
Oh, well, there's no demonstrations around here.
No, that's Wales. I mean, but there might be a little bit in Cardiff, I don't know.
Well, we've always had a shit climate in Wales, so maybe that's why we're not bothering to protest.
Yeah, because maybe in climate change it actually might do better.
Well, it is sunny at the moment, so...
There we are, sunny here. It's a blue sky here. Apparently we're going to get the remnants of hurricane, whatever it's called, on Sunday.
Oh, there goes my conservatory again.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Is it time for you to do whatever you do?
I can do whatever you want me to do. What would you like me to do?
Well, just do your tech talk or movie talk and stuff. Got to catch up with a few emails.
Okay. Huawei Mate 30 phone launches without Google apps. So this is the phone that won't have... The Google,
excuse me coughing all over your...
it's fine, I'm well used to. The Google Play Store on it, so that means you can't get to Google Maps, a Gmail, YouTube. But apparently, after you bought the phone, the sales rep in your local mobile phone shop will tell you how to put them on.
Oh, right. I suppose I'm doing some emails. Can you get on with it?
Facebook are going to have their own Supreme Court. It's a plan to create an independent oversight board to make decisions on how the platform is moderated. iOS 13 is out and you're going to see a lot of Bluetooth notifications because a lot of apps use Bluetooth to discover where you are rather than the GPS. They use Bluetooth. So if you're walking past, I don't know, Boots in Coventry, it will go, oh, Boots in Coventry has just been flashed up in my memory. Therefore, that person must be in Coventry. Therefore, we can target them with advertising, etc., etc. So it's like a backdoor GPS. So apparently, Apple are now telling everybody, when you open apps from now on, it's going to start saying, would you like this app to access your Bluetooth capabilities? Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know that they're using it to spy on you.
Yeah, say no. I mean, it's not particularly spying on you. I made a really nice vegetable curry the other day. I put a picture out on my Instagram. So I made it about 3 days ago. It's in the fridge. It'll be all right, won't it?
I'm sure. Is this the new cookery segment?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Oh, no, I just thought you were injecting some cookery into the show.
No, I'm just saying I did that. The whole point of this was, and now I was on my Instagram site, James Whale Radio on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it keeps coming up with adverts, and I'm getting sick of them.
Yeah, well, that's how social media gets paid for.
Yeah, but it didn't used to do it.
Yeah, but then shareholders now demand money.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way of making money on social media is advertising.
I mean, I'm going through some now, and it's all bloody advertising.
Just say it's not relevant to you. Just keep doing that. Eventually, you get none. Amazon CEO Jeff has said the company has just placed an order for 100,000 electric delivery vans as part of Amazon's big plan to tackle climate change. See, they're getting on the act as well.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Everybody wants to have a bit of the action.
It sells. Climate change sells. If you're a company, you say, oh yeah, we're doing this, that we're eco-friendly, you get more customers.
Mm. Yeah. I've just found one of me posing with my car.
Is it on Instagram?
Not going to say. The world is ending and what are you doing? Climate strike Cardiff. Our world isn't ending, you fucking hairy git. And it's just, it's these sort of stupid comments that they come out with that really annoy me. It's just, it's not on. You can't, the planet is going to end. Hang on. Oh, I wonder what the hell that was.
Are you playing some sort of online gambling thing?
No, that was an advertisement for hold on. This is what I'm saying, you know, Instagram is just full of adverts now. And that one I don't even want, and it's still going on. Oh. Was that my doorbell which just rang?
I don't know.
Hang on a minute. Hold on. Bear in mind I'm naked. Okay. All right.
So is that another caution coming your way then?
No, that's a fucking person asking me if I wanted to know about life after death. I said, if you want to find out about it, just stay where you are for a while. He's gone.
Did you flash your weapon at him?
No, I'm standing there naked. I told you, I do the podcast now naked.
That's what I meant.
You are so rude. So rude. And by the way, our website?
Yes, it is back up again now. Yeah, that's
because if that happens again, I'm going to go and that is not on.
It was a bit naughty, to be fair.
Yeah, why did they crash our website?
Well, obviously we had that huge megastar on last week that gate crashed the show.
Who was that?
Gemma Forte.
Gemma Forte.
Yeah, that's the one. And she obviously told a few of her friends that she was on the show. And then everybody went on the website at the same time to download the podcast. And the hosting company in America saw a huge influx of downloads on the server and went, oh, we can't have this. This is interfering with other clients that are using our servers. We better suspend the James World Radio Show website, which means that all the podcast downloads were suspended. And they gave us a really nice warning on the front of our website by deleting our front page and saying this account has been suspended, which could be absolutely anything. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really sort of represent anything good, does it, when you're presented with that?
Absolutely not.
So I got in touch with them straight away and they said, you need to speak to our legal team because something bad has happened. And I was like, okay, well, how do I speak to your legal team? Well, you'll have to send them an email, right? And then what? Well, you'll have to wait a few hours and then they'll respond. So I thought, well, can you at least tell me roughly what's going on? I said, well, it's a bandwidth issue. So I thought, fine, could we just pay extra then to push our bandwidth up? And then you can we can't unlock your account until the legal team has agreed that that can happen.
So this is an American company.
It is American. So I waited 2 hours. After asking them if they could lift the ban so I could go in and sort things out. And they came back and said, well, let us know what you want to do and we'll lift the ban. So then I had to wait another 2 hours by saying I'll pay extra. In the meantime, I hijacked your Twitter account and I sent the CEO of the hosting company, who's probably on his boat somewhere, sailing around the world. And I said, look, sort it out, will you? And within, I don't know what, 8 minutes, the website was back up and running, an apology, and our account was upgraded, as far as I'm aware, for free. And but I'm still getting harassed by the legal team to pay money, though. But I sent them a copy of the tweet from the CEO, and they've seemed to have backed off a bit. So hopefully, for now, the website's up and running.
Okay. I was annoyed about that. I am still quite annoyed, but I'll leave it in your hands.
Yeah, but I might ever have to hack your Twitter account every now and again to chat to these people.
If you do that without my knowledge.
Well, I'm asking permission now.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you on here, am I?
Well, you don't have to say yes or no.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Films.
Yeah.
Rambo, Last Blood.
Right, go on.
If you want to go and see people being blown up and shot and you know, action, it's definitely a movie to go and watch. It's an 18, so you can imagine the violence that's in it, because usually most films now are 15, because we've all sort of grown up a bit now. Yeah. And we're used to seeing violence and stuff in films. It's not, it didn't really feel like a Rambo film.
Was there any storyline or not?
Oh, yeah, there's a storyline. It's about human trafficking.
All right, okay.
But, yeah.
And is he using a bow and arrow in it?
I'm not going to say what's happening. Go and see it.
Okay, I'll think about it. Life's tough enough as it is without seeing, you know, people pretending to be killed and stuff. Let's move on, because I've got to go, and I've got my TV show to do today. James Whale Breaks the News, a simulcast on radio and television, Friday evening from 7. You can hear it on talk radio, but you can see it on social media. You can see it on talk radio's website. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on FaceTime. You can see it everywhere.
Facebook.
I beg your pardon?
Facebook.
Oh, wait, Facebook, yeah. In fact, we just put out the best of the first three, I think, of them, and automatically went to about 150,000 views.
Surely if you're putting out the best of, that would just be the shows in their entirety.
Well, yes, but, you know, we've had to take a couple of minutes out of each one. Well, I haven't, but the producers have, and put them together.
So who's on to night's panel?
The only person I'm aware of at the moment, because we haven't finalised the whole thing, is Jeremy Corbyn's brother, Piers Corbyn, who I quite often talk to on my radio show. He is a climate scientist, by the way, and not liked by any of the protesters.
Does he get on well with his brother?
Well, I might ask him on the show.
I'll look forward to tuning in. When can I get on the panel?
When you've improved the way you look.
Oh, never then.
Well, I don't want to be rude, but, I mean, we don't want to put people off, do we?
Well, can't I just have a cardboard box on my head? And that'll be one of the sort of quirky things about me. Every time I go on telly, I have a box on my head.
All right, okay. Well, if you'd like to do that, we'll talk about it after the show. Right. By the way, did we talk about this ridiculous... We did a bit, didn't we? This ridiculous court case that's going on about the proroguing of Parliament. Going back to it, I just cannot understand why they've decided to waste so much money. I really can't. Oh, by the way, we're coming up to Christmas, a few months away. Don't forget, if you go on our website, which is now up and running, go into the shop and you can buy copies of Almost a Celebrity, A Lifetime of Night Time, which is a brilliant book. Brilliant book.
I've got a few hundred copies. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So if you go on there, you can buy one, and they're really, really reasonably priced now. We're going to have to sell a few, because we're going to have to pay more to keep this going.
Well, yeah, the website fees could potentially be skyrocketing as we speak.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I thought, you know, I didn't know you had to pay to have a website.
You have to pay to have a website, but what's more important is every time someone downloads from that website, they have to build more and more servers to facilitate the demand. And that costs
money. Well, that's their job, isn't it?
Yes, I know, but they're not going to do it for free, are they?
All right. Oh, I don't understand all this technology. I don't even understand how the phone works.
Can't we just put out an appeal to our listeners to decide amongst themselves either what time they're going to listen and come up with some sort of rota, or alternatively, stop listening?
Right. Okay. And so if we have too many, could people not, like they used to do in the early days of radio, could they not sort of gather around whatever machine they used, whether a phone or a computer or however they listen? you know, this, I believe we still go out on some radio stations
we
as
do.
Well.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Yeah. And if they have a party and listen together.
Yeah, organise an event, yes. Yeah, yeah. That's the way forward, I think. Yeah. Stop being selfish and downloading the thing for yourself.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. That's the thing about when we do this now, this word, I am speaking slowly, is now out in the ether for all time. Everything that comes out of my mouth when we're doing this will be available for people in the future to find. Can you believe that?
And that's the problem. We've done 303 episodes, which means if we get one new listener and he wants to listen, or she wants to listen to all of them, that's essentially 300 listeners. That person's going to listen to 300 shows. So it sort of spirals out of control.
Ah. And these signals go out when I'm talking on a microphone. They go out into space, don't they?
Permanently, yes.
And they exist somewhere out there.
Floating around.
Does that happen when you just talk, when you're walking down the street?
Yeah, your footsteps, the sound of your feet hitting the floor will travel, yeah.
Well, where will it stop?
Well, it'll just keep going till infinity. You wouldn't be able to hear it without some specialist equipment, but yeah, it would keep going.
But you would arguably be able to hear it if you had the right sort of equipment.
Yeah, but theoretically that would be impossible.
All right. Okay, should we do questions?
We could do questions.
Because I have to go away and think about that.
Linda Foray.
Linda Foray?
I'm assuming I'm reading that right. Or it could be Foray. Oh,
hang on, I'll have a look. Let me go online and have a look. Foray. I would have said Foray, like Flory. Foray.
Okay.
Linda Foray.
Linda Foray. I'll edit it all in, you know, so I sound intelligent.
Of course you will. Yeah, it won't make you look like such a dick. Go on.
Are they going to summon Guy Fawkes before Parliament to make us all like complete idiots?
No.
Ross Hemsworth. He wants to know, should Nigel Benn fight again at the age of 55?
Most definitely not. You see, I can be succinct.
That's why Twitter was designed for you.
Mm.
Judy Barton. Should I go for another job?
Well, if it's in your mind, Judy, I would say probably yes. In fact, Judy, if you have to ask the question, I would say probably yes.
So the answer is probably yes.
Probably.
Melanie Potts. If people are sent to prison for not paying their TV licence, shouldn't therefore prisoners be made to pay for it too?
That's a very good point, isn't it? Very good point. But I'm pretty sure that we are reaching the end of times for the TV licence. So I honestly don't think prisoners should have television anyway.
Dave Starr. Why have radio manufacturers never added Bluetooth along with AM, FM, DAB to extend their listener choice?
Because I think, really, there are very few radios being manufactured. I mean, I don't even own a radio. I can listen on my computer. I can listen in my car. I can listen on my phone. Why would you have a radio?
Well, that's true. I have Alexa now as my radio.
Yeah. And I just open up my iPhone and tap the Talk Radio app and I can hear whatever I want.
Oh, I do that as well. I was listening to you last night. You went off air, but you didn't.
That was very funny. I don't know what that was all about. I'd never been in a studio where everything just closed down.
Did you get my text?
Yeah, I think I did. Long after we'd had other people say, yeah, you're still on air.
Yeah, that's because there's like a 3-minute delay before you actually go out.
Well, we're in delay. So if I said f*** on the air, the producer would have time to dump it.
Tracy O'Neill, why only one podcast a week and why isn't Ash on the podcast?
Well, Ash isn't up yet when we do it, but he has been on one of them.
He has,
and,
yes.
And he said if I ever want him on, he'll come on, so we might get him on, Tracy. One podcast a week is enough, Tracy. I do a radio show every night. I can't be doing everything, can I?
And we don't have a website that can handle it.
No, that's a very good point. And we haven't yet found out how to make enough money to make it viable, really. So we're doing it on a what you might call a shoestring.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay, all right.
Rob James, is it true that if you apply for a job at Citroen, you have to send them in two CVs?
Well, absolutely. Where would Citroen be without two CVs?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And Daniel, two more than five.
What do you mean, two more than five? Well, what's that mean?
I can't pronounce his surname properly.
Seven.
That's the one. Have you ever been to Whitby? If so, what do you think?
I have been to Whitby. It's a lovely place. My wife used to love going there, to Robin Hood's Bay as well, which is along the coast. I like it very much.
So we've had cookery and travel on this, weather.
We've had everything. Right, I'm going to have to love you and leave you, old chap, now, because I really have to go, and you were late, and so was I, and I have things to do.
Hang on a minute, I wasn't late.
Well, somebody was late.
Yeah, that was you.
Oh, fuck it, so it was. Sorry about that. Gotta go, bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.